Hey guys, it's Lauren Yates here, celebrity interviewer, entertainment reporter, and the host of this podcast, Rave It Up, celebrity news, reviews, and interviews. If this is the first time you're listening, go check out our show's trailer on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to learn more about us. And make sure to follow us on social media to tell us what else you would like to hear from this podcast. We are under Rave It Up TV on Instagram, Rave It Up Show on Facebook, and our website is raveituptv.com. Now today, we're doing things a little differently. We want to introduce you to a brand new segment on Rave It Up. We call it New Find. This is where we find incredible new talent that you may not have heard of before and bring them to your attention. We know there are some amazingly talented people out there, and we believe they deserve as much recognition as the big celebs. Today, I want to introduce you to electro-pop band Everdaze. We sit down with their lead singer, Becky Short, and chat about the challenges they have already faced, but the wonderful response they have received. This band's music will seriously get you up and out of your seat jamming, and I think so will this interview.
3, 2, 1.
Let's do this. Raise it up.
Hey guys, it's RJ May from Breaking Bad.
It's Adam Savani from Step Up.
It's Keegan Allen from Pretty Little Liars.
Hi, this is Arthur Butcher.
It's Cosentino.
It's Rob Mills.
It's Todd McKenney with Lauren Yates on Rave It Up.
Raving It Up.
I'm having fun.
Hashtag Lauren, Rave It Up.
Sorry.
Thank you, I like that effect.
We're raving it up.
Hi, Lauren.
How are you going? Welcome.
You're going so well. I'm really pumped to just jam with you a bit.
Oh, jam. Mm. Maybe Rave It Up.
Yeah, Rave It Up.
Now you know why I named it that. Now, for a lot of our audience, this might be the first time that they've heard of you.
Yeah.
So everyone can go check out their songs on Spotify and also your website, everdaze.com.
That's the one.
Everything's on there. It's a fantastic website, by the way. It's
Thank
really,
you.
Really cool.
Thank you.
Something I love about your voice, Becky, is that you sound just like Taylor Swift. Is that deliberate?
Oh my gosh.
I was just like, am I listening to, this is something Taylor could sing.
All right.
Or you could totally outdo her, either one.
Listen, big compliment, and I've also heard it before, and I never heard it myself, but I do hear that a lot, and you know, she's got those pop sensibilities, which I love, and it's like a bit breathy, and sometimes a bit sexy, and so I'm taking that as a huge compliment.
Oh, it is.
But
it's
yeah.
Huge.
Thank you.
You can't really hear it yourself when you hear
I
back.
I don't really hear it myself, although somebody did once play it back to me and was like, come on. I'm like, maybe
you can't
a
see the Taylor Swift reference here.
Yeah. But yeah, thank you very much. I take that as a compliment.
You
something
are
people
welcome.
Can relate to.
Oh yeah, now everybody kind of knows the sort of vibe of your sound as well and what you'll sound like when they listen to you.
Nice.
So Everdaze was started back in 2014 with you and Wayne Keys, is that how you pronounce
his
name?
That's right. That's
the producer.
Right.
So you formed the group back then, but how did you guys meet originally? Was it around that same time?
Yes. Okay. So it was kind of interesting. So I was briefly in another band and then we kind of went our own ways, but the singer, after she formed another band, recommended Wayne to me. And at the exact same time, I was looking online for the perfect producer for the sound that I wanted, and I found him as well. And then by the time I had the phone call with him, I realized it was the same person my friend was talking about this whole time. And
wow.
So I really do feel like it was meant to be. And all I heard was him playing the piano, and it was so incredible. I was just like, I need to work with this person, because I could feel it.
Yeah.
So it feels like fate.
You just met and then was just jamming out straight away.
Oh, we were writing like off the bat, just like pumping out song after song after song.
Wow.
And we have never run out of ideas together.
Wow. Was the other band same sort of genre of music?
It was a little
bit different.
So it was probably a little bit more indie, still with some pop sensibilities because I was doing the writing, but it was a little bit darker. And then when Wayne and I started working together, it became a lot more electro-pop. And I was having a lot of fun with it. He could do so much with the keys and with the sounds. And then, yeah, I guess because of our respective influences, it just kind of became what it was. And it became, pretty fun.
How did you find, like, the whole journey of finding your sound together? Was it a bit of a ride?
It's actually really strange because Wayne and I have really different taste in terms of music. So I've
you
got
butt your heads a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because we have a similar taste for what sounds good. Mm. So we know what sounds good, but in terms of our influences, our styles, we're kind of different. So we are really united by certain sounds that we like or certain you know, songs. So I think when we both found The Weeknd, we were like, both love this.
Yeah.
That was sort of like one of the things that kind of we're like, yeah, we know we both love this and could get into it. But I think finding our sound, we were even talking about this last night when we were writing again, we're just like, yeah, sometimes we know if I love it and you love it, and even if like not every, if we're not sure at the beginning, somehow it turns into an amazing song.
Because we just shy away from everything else.
Yeah, kind of. We just kind of bring our own thing to it, and then somehow it ends up really great. That's really fantastic. Strange. We have very different tastes.
I do like the whole electro pop thing, and you guys have just made it work and sound freaking amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Sometimes we hear it like, whoa, this sounds so big, but like so emotive at the same time. But like a lot of familiar elements, like you'd hear, like say, for example, in like a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
So we've got definitely that pop.
Especially
vibe.
With her new sound now. It's kind of down her definitely. Path. That's why I was like, this isn't Taylor Swift. It definitely. Says over days.
Yeah. Anything that's like in line with something she's doing, I'm like, whoop, that's a compliment.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think you guys are going to go so far. Thank like, believe you. In you so much. We're hearing your songs on like, you know, Today FM, Kiss FM, like before we know it, hopefully.
Yep.
Fingers crossed for you guys.
Yes, I'm feeling soon, yes.
And why did you name the band Everdays? Is all there right. a cool story behind this?
Not that cool. Well, okay. All right, I will
tell you. Gotta hype it up there, right. Becky. It's an amazing story.
Okay, well, I will tell you something like a little bit. It's sort of weirdly personal, but I'll share it anyway. So I remember when I was younger, I really wanted to make a difference in the world. And I remember thinking, oh, you know, I never knew if I could have both. Like, I never knew if I'd have kids and also do something really big that might make that more difficult in some way. And so I was like, no matter what happens in life, whether I have babies or not, I always thought I was going to name a baby girl Eva.
Aww.
And so I was like, in my creative project, the creative baby, I really wanted to have Eva in
like
there.
It's like your baby. Yeah.
And then we just brainstormed a few ideas. And because a lot of the songs were a little bit like introspective, the word days kind of came up. And Wayne's like, yeah, he was really feeling that. So that's sort of how it came up. Yeah. And it's pronounced Everdays.
And it's with a Z.
Everdays.
You gotta be cool and hip like that, don't you? You gotta put the Z in.
Yeah.
So, not spelled days normally.
Yeah. So that's like, it's kind of actually a really sweet story as well. Yeah. And you know, who knows what will happen in the future, but I'll remember this as like our creative baby.
I think you're really proving you can do it all. So might as well, you know, add the baby into there. Yeah.
I really believe in having both and all and everything, and exactly. That it's sustainable if you do it and you know why you're doing
it's
it.
It's not an either or world, right? Yeah. You can have it all.
I agree.
Might just be a little bit harder to balance it all. But
harder to balance, take longer. And I think a big rule like for us is like, you know, we give things time, even in a world where everyone's like now, it's like, we're okay to give it time.
Exactly. Yeah. Us women, we can do it all.
Yeah.
Of course we can.
Hell yeah.
So technically we should be calling it Eva Days?
Well, we call it Ever Days. Like, yeah, we like that pronunciation. But in my head, I know that was a little Eva in there.
Yeah. Aww. Well, if you end up having a little Eva,
yeah, it will
that'll
be.
Just be
I know, hopefully
like the best present for her.
Yeah.
Like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And you guys are also recording at the iconic Electric Sun Studios in Western Sydney, where a lot of amazing artists have recorded there.
Yeah.
How's that been? Do you like feel like the history coming out of those walls?
Yeah, definitely. But at the same time, it's really chill because, you know, it's kind of our home. Like, we've got like our own little key. So when you sometimes when the bands
feel like
recorded,
it's ours, yeah.
I know, I'm just like open it up and go to our room upstairs, and it's great. But I know like bands like Tonight Alive record there, and
that's amazing.
Like Cursor, who's like this iconic Australian rapper as well. Yeah. So we have a lot of interesting people coming and going, but you know, basically it's just like our music home, our writing space. So yeah, and we kind of, you know, basically keep to ourselves doing the work.
So have you met any of those artists yet, or
I've met
them from a distance.
Yeah, I've met members of Tonight Alive, and I haven't met Cursor yet. And
maybe one day.
I feel like I'd be a little starstruck, maybe.
So you'd be like, gotta go this way, otherwise I might embarrass myself.
Right up those stairs. Yeah. No, I'd love to meet.
Okay, well there you go. Hopefully, fingers crossed for you, putting it out into the universe.
Did you know we filmed this interview? Well, come on over to our YouTube channel, Rave It Up TV. You can subscribe for free. And here's a little secret. We like to reward our active subscribers with autographed photos and merchandise, no matter where you are in the world. So don't forget to give us a thumbs up while you're there and get busy sharing the videos with your friends.
Now, I want to chat about some of your tracks. Your debut track in 2018 was your song Friends.
Mm, yeah.
And it could be considered, you know, a friend zone anthem. And when I was listening to it, it kind of brought back, like, memories of, like, when you're in school and, like, you really want them, but you can't. So you're like, okay, fine, we'll just be friends. Like, I guess I got to live with that.
Oh, man.
Is this based on a true story at all for you and Wayne?
Oh, well.
I think we've all been friend-zoned, right?
Oh, absolutely. Like, so for me, I remember actually writing this song when my car was being serviced. Because, you know, when you get your car
interesting
serviced.
Interesting time to write.
Yeah, and it's just going to be forever. So I was just there writing the song. And yeah, I just like had that, you know, that chorus, that first line. You have to listen to it yourself.
Yes, everyone check it out. Spotify.
Yeah, a bit explicit. But I remember, yeah, just like that melody came to my head with those words and that first line, like, you give me a sign and I act like I'm blind, because it's that way of that awkward situation where, you know, somebody likes you, you like them back, and yet you're so scared of what happens next that you kind of act like it's not happening, ignore it, and then kick yourself later. And I think, like, everyone relates to that feeling of just...
Especially in school, right?
Oh,
yeah,
big time.
You're like, ooh, I think he likes me.
Yeah, I was having all the flashbacks to my time back at school and, like, all those little niggly moments that you go home and you're just like, oh, cringe. Yeah, it's ultimate cringe.
Lots of them, yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah, I think... Yeah, it is a bit of a friend zone anthem.
It is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to check that one out.
Yeah.
And you've also got the 2019 release, which was Wandering Eyes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is a bit of a tongue-in-cheek, you know, heart on the sleeve commentary of, you know, on social media and the phenomenon of never feeling good enough. Boy, do we agree with that, right? Especially with Instagram now. But it's apparently... bit of inspiration from your partner is a photographer and always taking photos of, you know,
yes,
nearly naked women. So
our house is filled with beautiful models all the time.
I don't know what I should say to that.
Well,
how does that make you feel?
I'm a very confident woman.
Okay, good.
One. But, you know, at the same time, like, you know, I do like feel that little pang sometimes because, yeah, we are surrounded by beautiful people, and I know even my husband is almost hardwired to look for, you know, attractive women because of modeling and just
that's
that
a weird job, isn't it?
Look for
all the good looking women.
And you know,
there she is.
And he's incredible.
As long as he keeps remembering that.
He does, yeah. He's I feel like he definitely notices my beauty and reassures me and all of that. Not that I really need it, but Wandering Eyes did come from the fact that a lot of the time we put people on a pedestal because of their beauty, and you know, it literally doesn't matter, you know, the talent, the contribution in different ways. Like, our filter is, you know, are you beautiful? Therefore, you're worthy of us looking up to. So I really wanted to write a song about the fact that, you know, in social media, sometimes we like to project ourselves as being perfect or, you know, beautiful through the filters. Mm. And, you know, we just have to remember that we can't compare ourselves, you know, how we feel on the inside to how people look on the outside.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I think a really good question that I just thought of, and I think we can both relate to it with being in this industry.
Yeah.
It's really all about the looks, isn't it? When you're singing on stage, when you've got your social media photos posted up, you know, you're using filters and I try not to, but, you know, things like that. You've got Photoshop now and everything. How have you found with being in the industry? And I know that, you know, you're still getting your name out there, but how have you found it so far with, you know, trying to, I guess, prove yourself that you're, you know, more than just a pretty face? You've got amazing talent behind you. You're a beautiful soul. Loved her ever since I started talking to you.
Thank
I was like, oh, I feel that positive,
thank
beautiful
you.
Energy. Just thank such you. An angel. But how have you found that? Because I know I've found it really difficult over the years.
Yeah, I know for me, like, one thing that I always work on, and when I say I work on it, it means I think about it a lot and I try to sort of like reprogram my brain in terms of how I think about
it.
But I'm very, very, very conscious of, you know, whether I'm using how I look to add a bit of punch to a post in some way. And when I do it, I like to be a bit ironic about it, but I'm like, is it ironic or do I really just really feel like I need to look a certain way? I know even when it comes to not just about like how you look, like how attractive you are, because the truth is, like, there are plenty of successful people with a lot of talent who are not conventionally attractive. And it's not to say that they're not gorgeous and beautiful and everything, but they break the mold. They break the archetype.
Yeah.
And so I always like to look for evidence of the opposite. So it's okay if I don't look cookie cutter beautiful. It's okay if I grow old doing music. And so I always try to look for evidence of the opposite. And even if there isn't too much, I always say I'm willing to be a trailblazer. I'm willing to be myself and accept the fallout of being myself. Even if it means I'm a bit different or can't be as beautiful all the time, can't be as perfect. And they're the sort of things I say to myself to hype myself up. But it is a very, image conscious industry, and it's fun to play when it's play. And then if it starts to hurt, it's like, okay, how can I make this my own? What can I change? Do I have to do it this way? And I think it's going to fall apart if I'm not perfect.
Mm.
And just questioning it.
I love that answer. Gosh, come on the show anytime. That was amazing. Sure. I was like, okay, wow. Okay.
It was a good question.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I thought that's something we can definitely relate to. Mm. And I've had, some other female singers on. And yeah, they do find it very difficult as well. And also in the world of haters as well. Mm. And, you're not beautiful or you are, and you're just using the sex appeal to sell something.
Definitely.
And it's sad that the world has gotten like that, but
I know I personally I guess one of my little frustrations is when you do see people you're trying to share a song or a talent, and then you get those DMs, people sliding up hi.
Oh,
how
God.
Are you? I'm like,
sleazy.
I don't know you.
Yeah.
What exactly do
Go
you
away.
Want? Like, start with a compliment about the music.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about my music.
Yeah.
Not how I look on social media.
So I feel that. It's a good question.
No, thank you very much. Because I love your, the single covers as well. Like, the beautiful photos
thank
to promote
you.
The songs. Are they all you in those photos as well?
Yeah, so not all of them. So the Close to You cover, that's another person, but Wandering Eyes, that's something I took. Actually, my husband did that as a test shoot for another model.
They all his photos?
He did it as a test shoot, in fact, and then I chucked a wig on because I'm like, well, if you're going to do a test shoot on me, we're going to make it for something.
I love the wig. It looks so good.
Yeah, and we had some coloured gels, and it was just sort of, it was working, so I knew that had to be the cover of something. And yeah, same with the Magnetic.
Magnetic
and
was
and
so sexy,
well.
That cover. I was like, woo!
Thank you. That classic red dress. I don't know if you know the brand Wheels and Doll Baby, but look them up.
They're also amazing. Very creative. They go with the song, which I really like as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's cool. Yeah.
Runaway, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That same sort of thing.
Backpacks
like the picture
and all
of
that.
The backpack and the heels. I'm it just goes with it.
I know. Make a bit of an effort for these ones, and maybe one day we'll be a bit more random and abstract, when
Who
we're
knows?
Really famous and can do what we want.
Exactly. It's coming, baby. It's coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's a little bit more artistic and out there instead of just, putting, say, a photo of you and Wayne.
Yeah,
up,
definitely.
Like a lot of other artists do, but go with the theme of the song.
Yeah, we try to. Yeah. It's
Keep
all about
doing
the
that.
Vibe.
I love it.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. Now, you did ask me, I went over the phone when we were organizing this. She's like, listen to all the songs, which I was going to do anyway. But you're like, let me know your favorite.
I'm interested.
My favorite is definitely Magnetic. Do you know how many times I've listened to it since we
really?
Talked? I love that song.
I'm so glad you love it. It's the latest one. And
it is
I feel
so
like,
catchy.
I love that melody so much. And I think the production's great. There are so many things I love about it. But it is catchy as hell.
It is. I'm like, this needs to get on commercial radio.
Yeah.
This is a hit.
We've heard that quite a few times. So I'm glad you love it because
you're just going up and up from here now, babe.
I think so. And one of the struggles sometimes with writing is that we literally feel like our next song is our best song. So even after we release Magnetic, we're like, yeah, we love Magnetic, but you should hear our next one.
It's like, what else we got? Yeah, in the tank.
So it's always good when somebody likes something we've released. So yeah, no, thank you.
I'm excited about the next release then, if you're saying it's
goodness,
special.
It's a collab as well. So I'm not going to say too much now, but
okay.
I will loop you in really soon.
You know what's going to happen.
I'll show you a cheeky preview later.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah.
But you know what's going to have to happen.
What?
You're going to have to come back on the show and talk about it when it gets
I think
released.
I can live with that.
I think you can live with that.
I
think.
I already love this vibe. Rave it up.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, tell everybody.
I will.
Do you have something to say or sell? And wanting to launch an email marketing campaign to engage your customers? Constant Contact can help you. They have all the tools you need to market your ideas, and they make it quick, easy, and affordable to build a professional brand online, attract customers, and sell more products, helping you achieve real results. You can sign up now for free to try it out. Go to our website, raveituptv.com, and click on the Constant Contact ad on our right sidebar. It'll take you straight there. What have you got to lose?
Now, on the other side, you know, of all your music, it's already keeping you so busy, but also you guys have, you know, different side jobs as well.
Yes.
I think we all really do in this industry, don't we? We all like our side hustles.
Yes.
So Wayne is one of Australia's most sought after audiovisual experts.
Yes.
I know Wayne isn't here today, but could you fill us in what exactly that is and what he does?
Like, as an example, like one of the like largest corporations in Australia, like I don't even know in terms of security if I can even disclose what this is. So like I don't want him to kill me.
A business, yes.
Yeah, so like they'll get him in and he'll like redo like all the sound system, you know, say like there might be like voice memos that need to happen, like emergency, like I don't know, like just like any audio that needs to be installed, any like visuals, like it can be like a restaurant chain or it could be like, you know, as big as the airport, like it could just be
and he could be even like ads we see in the cinema and stuff like that's really cool.
Literally anything, like he's like the man, and he was working I think in a business for quite some time with other people, and he basically was able to fly solo because he was that valuable.
Damn.
And that was a huge step for him. So I'm just like, yes.
How does he even have time to do music?
Well, he's a night owl.
Okay, so he doesn't sleep, in other words. All right.
He is one of the, like, he could sleep for 2 hours and be rejuvenated more than anyone I know. He's amazing.
2 hours.
Well,
please don't tell.
I might be exaggerating.
Please tell me he gets more than 2 hours a night. Right?
I think he probably does, but I swear, like,
wow,
he functions really late at night.
He probably has these mini naps or something.
Something,
you know?
Like that.
20-minute power naps.
Yeah,
just close your eyes.
I know when it hits 10 p.m. I'm like, all right, see you later, bedtime.
Yeah, me too.
Bedtime for Becky.
I've had enough. Yep.
Yeah.
Probably even earlier. I'm like, yeah, I need to start getting ready for bed. I'm tired.
Yes. Feels there.
And then get up early. Not that I was ever really a morning person, but I'm starting to get there. It's been hard because I used to be the night owl too.
I know.
But now I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm.
It's a struggle morning.
So I'm such an old soul. Now I'm like getting to be a grandma and need to go to bed early.
Yeah, it's meant to be better for you.
Exactly. That is very true.
Meant to be better.
We're not
healthy.
Supposed to really stay up, you know, past 10. And,
that's
we need
right.
to get up when the sun gets up.
Yeah, if we're making a difference in
maybe
this world.
Maybe not that early, but yeah.
Oh gosh, I wish, man, I could do that.
Yeah, the sun. Yeah, it goes up a bit too early for me. All right. And you are also, you know, I've already told you, you're an amazing woman. For those who don't know, Becky is a two-time world and multinational karate title holder. Oh my goodness. Please tell us more, because I read your bio and it said that you were like teaching karate since you were 16.
Yeah,
that's quite young. Like you're still in school. And...
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that was like such a big lesson in confidence, and also, you know, just how you can make a difference to people like a lot older than you.
Yeah.
As well, I remember that really blowing my mind. That I was like, oh my god, all these adults are listening to me, and I'm helping them with their fitness goals and self defense, and like we'd run these like
confidence.
That's
too,
right, confidence, all that, and like from little kids all the way up to, you know, I think my oldest student was 60 something.
Oh wow!
And it was a really cool experience. So that was very empowering, and just being entrusted to do that. And yeah, and I've been training in karate. All the way up until last year. I haven't done it for about a year now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And every now and then I teach a class or I help somebody or they send me videos and they want advice. But I remember just because of my workload, I've got a few more clients this year with the other work that I do. And
which I'm
I just
about to
thought,
bring up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought, you know, I'm going to create a bit more space. I've been training at the gym and just sort of like learning about the muscles in my body and all that as well. So I've kind of mixed it up. But yeah, once I got into competing, it was really fun. I remember being really scared, but one day I was just like, I can do this.
Mm.
And then I went and I joined the national squad and really went for it.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Well, world title
turns
holder.
Turns out you can step up. Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You're an amazing role model for everybody out there.
Yeah, a bit of something.
Not just when it comes to music, but just, you know, it's fantastic to also see, especially, you know, with the Me Too movement and everything like that, that a woman is going out there and doing it. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And like honestly, I reckon every single woman should learn self-defense at some point.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I absolutely agree with that too.
Even where I live, just there's like a walk down like a dark alleyway if I want to go to the shops. And as I walk there, I truly feel like I'm equipped to deal with something if it was going to happen. And you know, I don't walk around believing it will, but I just feel really good, and I feel really grateful when I do that. I'm like, wow, I feel safe now.
Yeah.
And I know I would not have if I hadn't done self-defense.
Yeah. It's not like you always need a man and a bodyguard with you all the
That's
time.
Right.
You
That's
can handle right. it yourself.
Yes.
I love it. It's fantastic.
Hey guys, it's RJ May from Breaking Bad.
It's Adam Savani from Step Up.
Bryce Johnson from Pretty Little Liars.
It's Rob Mills.
Todd McKenney with Lauren Yates on Rave It Up.
These celebrities are sharing a message of hope and inspiring the younger generation in our new book, Knowing What I Know Now. This is filled with 70 quotes from your favourite celebrities on what they would tell their 14-year-old selves. A book filled with amazing advice to help you chase your dreams or help you deal with bullying or depression, and is available right now on Booktopia.
You're also a very smart woman. I was reading in your bio that you've trained in
I did not say that.
Well, she didn't write the smart woman part. I put that in. But you've trained in neuro-linguistic programming, quantum physics, and holistic healing. That's all very different from music.
Yes.
Why those in particular? You just always wanted to learn them, or you're about to go down a different path?
I wanted to learn them because a big part of what I was doing, so firstly deciding that I wanted to go for championships in karate, also because when I was very young I was doing kind of sales based work as well, and it was really important to kind of reach out to people and really connect with them and see where they're coming from. And I basically was interested in it because it aligned with my work and it aligned with what I wanted to achieve. And so it was all around, like, you know, all the big movements were happening, things like The Secret and all
yes.
that.
If you know The Secret, about that. Yes.
And
that's a movie and book everyone should go see yes. and read.
and the personal development world was kind of like booming, and it was you know, really in my face as well. And I just had to learn about it. I began exploring. I did a course with a couple of really amazing people. I'll even link you up and everything like that.
Oh,
and
would
yeah,
love to.
Yeah, just like yeah. these incredible people. And as soon as I did it, I just fell in love. I fell in love with what it meant for me, how you can literally reprogram your own mind and you can help other people do the same for them to help them achieve anything they want, to let go of what's holding them back. And because I know like my purpose in this life is always to be like empower people to be themselves and, you know,
I love help, that yeah, about you.
Empower people to be themselves no matter what. So, and that can often include, you know, letting go of what's holding them back or making them feel scared to be themselves. I knew it was a way that I could contribute. And so, yeah, I rolled with it and used it as a way to coach people. And
so you just originally did it because you just wanted to learn.
It was interesting.
I
yeah.
love that.
I was just obsessed with being like the best person I could be. And it was just another opportunity.
Mm. Yeah, I guess, remember guys, learning never stops.
Never stops. And it's yeah. really linked with psychology. So it was just very, very interesting to me.
So what was the quantum physics part of it for?
Yes.
That seems a bit different than, you know, I can yes. understand like the holistic healing and all that, but.
So if I was going to describe this like in a way to make it kind of, I guess, sound a little bit more woo-woo, than even more woo-woo than what it is.
Yes.
This is the kind of thing where you can literally do things that make you take quantum leaps, so have these enormous shifts in your life, often through really...
You're talking like energetically
yeah,
as well?
Yeah,
like that
energetically,
sort, yeah.
yeah. Even through like really small differences that can kind of, you know, almost like propel you onto like a different path or a different trajectory. It can make you literally feel like you're warping time somehow.
Yeah.
So, you know, like part of that is, you know, manifestation, like, you know, the energy that we exude and,
yeah.
and how we, you know, control energy and how we can generate things for ourselves and for
Couldn't
other
believe
people.
In that more than I do.
Yeah.
so.
But, yeah, no, it's very, very interesting work. And I think more than anything in the work that I do with coaching people, it's more about asking the right questions to
yeah.
get the most meaningful answers to help people help themselves.
Yeah.
And
Love
that's
it.
that's a very down-to-earth way of describing what I do, and I think it's important to say it like that.
You are a very down-to-earth person, so
yeah.
I wouldn't expect anything less than that answer.
Yeah.
Well, she brought up coaching. That is the other side hustle that she does.
Mm.
And I Absolutely loved. Like, I was checking out your website. Oh, you can go to beckyshort.com.
Yeah, that's
not
it. Not
.au, .com.
Yeah.
And I had a little read of the bio and the about us. And I'm like, first of all, it's very entertaining reading your type of writing as well. Also the blog part of it as well.
Yeah,
like,
I love
this
writing.
Is really, really cool. Yes, I can see that. Yeah. It comes out in the writing. I was like, I feel like she's talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
But amazing. I couldn't imagine a better coach as well. Like, looking at even your Instagram page, everyone should go follow her Instagram page, because it's just filled with beautiful motivational quotes. And
Becky X Short with two T's.
Yes, don't forget the two T's. Yeah. Otherwise, you might not find her. But amazing Instagram page. Like, if you want inspiration, everybody, like, definitely go follow her.
Thank
you. I love
you.
Some of the stuff that you write.
And I try to, it's interesting, I try to write for people I love. So I'm like, what does somebody I love need to hear? What do I need to hear? What do my clients need to hear? Or people like I connect with need to hear? So I'm always kind of like writing with someone in my heart. And then I find that it touches a lot of people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get a lot of really nice messages back from that.
So when did you start this coaching business? Was it only over the last couple of years?
7 years ago.
7 years ago. Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 7 years ago, I started getting my, actually probably, yes, yeah, seven and a half years ago, started getting my first clients. I remember I started out working like really like not charging very much at all, but working with a couple of Indigenous Australian clients.
Oh, that's great.
Really looking to, like, you know, break, you know, like some painful patterns, like in their family, and, you know, just, you know, quit certain things. And like, I remember starting that way and just feeling, wow, this is so meaningful. And then from there, like, I just started telling people that I did it. And then it became real.
Yeah.
And it became what I did. Yeah.
Were you just promoting on social media at the beginning?
A lot of the time I would just tell people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
and I
word
shared
of
a
mouth?
Few, yeah, yeah. And I shared a few blogs even back in the day as well.
That's great.
And then if people would reach out or if they were curious about how I was going in karate, I would say, hey, I can show you a few strategies too.
Yeah, exactly.
And a lot of it was to do with the mind as much as the body.
Yeah, of course. I couldn't agree more in terms of that side of things, not just karate, but any martial arts.
Absolutely.
And how did you find, like, growing, you know, your client base and stuff in the beginning? Was it, obviously it was word of mouth mostly in the beginning, but was it coming in like a,
and I think it, no,
quickly or?
No, not at all, because it wasn't something I was like too actively promoting. So it was always really slow and steady and on a needs basis. And I remember feeling like it wasn't like my ultimate livelihood. I remember just being like, yep, if someone feels right, like if they feel like they want to work with me and it's a good fit, like I might coach them a free session. And I still do it to this day, like free session. Hopefully they never ever need another session, but also hopefully they still want one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do and want to be paid eventually.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And that's kind of, you know, where that kind of, that client kind of loyalty or that client intake comes in. But I remember running quite a few workshops back in the day, speaking at conferences. And so that would be one way people would be put in touch with me as well.
Yeah. And then hopefully have a private session.
Oh, yeah. And I think despite doing workshops, like even last year, I didn't run any because I'm just so in love with the one-to-one work.
Yeah.
I'm just so in love with that. So it's where it's at for me at the moment. It might change.
Who knows?
But right now, I think that's where I feel the most impact. So,
have you got like regular clients as well, or more just the one-off stuff?
No. So, like on a fortnightly basis, I'd probably have a couple of one-offs, and then that's sort of, you know, it might be healing. If I'm working with young people, I often just do a one-off session to give them something they need. Occasionally, even on Facebook, and it sounds a little bit crazy, but if I see someone who's looking a little down in the dumps, instead of just letting it hang and like chucking a love heart or cryy face, I'll be like, hey, if you ever want real help with that, this is what I do.
That's fantastic.
And then if they need help, I will help, you know, that young person out.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
And then I got the regulars, and that's super fun, especially because it's usually a 3-month basis, and there is a ton that can happen in 3 months.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like, your life can just change in 3 months.
Oh, yeah. And the relationship that you must, like, form with them and know their story really, really well.
Yeah.
That you can,
yeah, absolutely. Like, the honest truth is often after sessions I just cry. I just feel so moved by, like, you know, their progress or their breakthroughs. I literally just like take it into my body and I have a little cry and then I'm on to the next one.
Does it ever get to you if it's like, you know, a really heavy session and it might be a really sad story?
That's a good question. No.
Oh, that's
but,
good.
Yeah, but I'll tell you why. I think
you put your energy field up.
Yeah, it's to be honest, I get really emotional because now I understand that it's part of everyone's story, and that what I'm hearing, it's not just a heartbreak, but it's a powerful part of the story, and it's going to be a compelling kind of challenge that somebody overcame, and it's actually probably linked to like their whole life purpose somehow, and it can turn into something beautiful.
Oh, so sometimes, deep. I love
sometimes
it.
When I get a bit teary, I'm just like, yeah, I can see that this means more than what you think it does now. And you know, you like honor where they're at, but then you're also like, I know things are going to be okay, and I mean it.
Mm.
So that's why it doesn't get to me in a bad way.
Oh, love it. Mm. Everyone go check her out.
You're so sweet.
I'm just, yeah, I want a session. This sounds amazing.
Anytime, babe.
Oh,
anytime,
thank you. Babe. I just feel like I'm talking through my stuff now with you. learning a lot about you.
Yeah.
The whole point of these interviews.
Did you know Rave It Up now has a private Facebook group where we give away regular prizes and you get to have a sneak peek at what we're up to? You'll get to see some fun behind the scenes action and can be part of the interview process yourself, just like a real journalist. So come join us and share your passion for entertainment with all of our other fans. Just search Rave It Up Community on Facebook and we look forward to getting to know you.
And you have also written on your website, I actually thought this was quite funny, that if anyone seems overcritical or you feel overly like uncomfortable around them, then an awkward conversation may be the medicine. Can you please explain this to us?
Oh my
you
goodness.
Know, since you're an apparent like awkward convos expert, as she put it.
Yes, I'm an awkward convos expert. Oh my goodness. And it's also a really fun thing for me to talk about as well. So like, it's a saying, I don't think I made it up at all, but I've kind of probably transmuted, changed up a few sayings, but like, I believe, and I think I even said this today to somebody, that the quality of your life can often be measured by the amount of awkward conversations you're willing to have
and
endure. Because often like when we're not saying something, when we've got something on our chest, we just sort of, we sit in the awkwardness, we sit in the tension of our lives, and really, if we just got off our chest what we needed to say, if we said it to somebody and we say what we need to say, like they're going to react how we want them to react, instead of being like, I'm sorry, and making it all like worse. If you just say, hey, straight up, this is what's going on, this is how I feel, and it might be awkward at first, but often the outcome is really great.
Mm.
And if you don't get exactly what you want, at least you get a bit of confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've got something off your chest as well.
Yeah, that's right. And it's usually means a bit of a level up. So I highly recommend awkward conversations, especially if it's a thing that you're avoiding doing, and you feel the cringe and you do it anyway.
Well,
that's a free tip.
Exactly. You got to step outside that comfort zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in every area of life.
Agreed, man.
I completely agree with that.
Like what you're doing with your life.
Exactly. I never used to. When I was like around 14, I was like the shyest person you'd ever meet.
Yeah.
And then
look at you now.
Yeah.
Or through the engagement, the action, you're this person.
Oh, I am definitely an action taker. I don't like when I haven't made action. You know what I mean? Mm. You just feel like you know, done nothing.
Yeah. High achiever complex.
Yeah. It's a great thing. Even though you've already achieved so much in your career and your life, Becky, what else can we expect from you in the future?
Okay. So
hopefully some new tracks.
Definitely new tracks. Everyday is going to be really big. I also have to say I've got a bit of a solo project coming up with music as well. So I will share that
good,
with you.
Good, I love your voice.
As it happens.
Put more out in the world.
So getting to explore a few different genres, doing a couple of collabs as well, which is really exciting.
You're going to go by Becky Short, or are you going to have like a stage name or something?
I've actually got a stage name. It's going to
yes!
be...
Oh, yeah. You're going to reveal it, or have to find out later? All right, that's all right.
Yeah.
I tried, guys.
But I think I might actually do it here first.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes.
I'll do it.
She's gonna come back.
I love your energy, so I'd love to do it
here
first.
Thank you.
Yes, so there's gonna be that. You know, just keep working with people. Like honestly, literally every day of my life, I think, you know, what would I change? What would I do differently? And I think no matter what I do, as long as you know I'm inspiring people to, you know, be themselves more than ever, show more of myself, so nobody feels alone just by sharing the truth.
Yeah.
I think if I'm doing that through music or my coaching, I'm on track. And if that's scalable, if my music is heard by more people, if Everdays and, you know, what Wayne and I do, you know, goes, you know, really big, amazing. And if not, we're having so much fun every day writing as well.
Exactly. Yeah. You're living your passion.
Yeah.
Listen, that's what matters.
I really have to give a shout out now because we call ourselves like a songwriting duo, but I really want to shout out, we've got an amazing drummer Frank Perricone, who's just amazing.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, I know. He got the cool name to start with, which is amazing. But I'm really hoping like the three of us can just tour and just really show off our songs.
I was going to ask about touring, hopefully. Yeah, that's in the future.
We're actually meeting with a few people quite soon to do a bit of a showcase and hopefully hop on a few tours and then lead to our own where we're headlining as well. So
I'll come along. Yes. I'll watch.
That
I'll
would cheer. Be amazing. Yeah.
I'll be the loudest cheerer there.
Yeah. So we're going through the process of meeting with some pretty cool, important people who really believe in us, which is exciting.
Oh, well, keep me up to date, all right?
Yeah, I will.
As you said, come back on the show and reveal it all to us. And what advice would you give to our audience today who might want to follow their dreams of either in music or they want to coach themselves?
Yeah.
Not coach themselves. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
Do a coaching business themselves. Yeah.
Okay. So, one bit of advice. I think anybody who's really, really going for something is likely going to be a high achiever and they've probably got their own conflict. They could do literally anything and everything. And so when there is something you want to do, firstly, whatever your goal is, if it's worth it, it's worth waiting for.
Oh, I love that.
If it's worth it, it's worth waiting for. So if you're not willing to wait 25 years to do it. So for me, if I was like, this isn't my goal, by the way, but if I was like, I want to win like an ARIA award with Everdays.
That isn't your goal? Come on, girl. So I'm sure you would not say no to an ARIA award.
I would not say no. If I said, okay, would it be worth waiting 25 years for it? I'm like, yep, do you know what? If in 25 years' time it was happening then, that would still be amazing. I wouldn't be like, if I can't have it in a year, it's not worth it.
So can't firstly, have it tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. So firstly, it has to be worth waiting for. Otherwise, you might be doing it for the wrong reasons. And then from that place, you can give yourself permission to slow down. It's really counterintuitive, but slow down to speed up. By slowing down and being willing to take your time, you often improve your skills more than ever. You don't bum yourself out along the way for not being there. And, personally, and you can probably read about this in my blog, but when I started with Wayne a long time ago, the truth is I couldn't even sing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the truth.
Wow. Okay, you've come a long way.
Yeah, and I want people, I do want people to know that because when you hear me sing, you'll be like, oh, yeah, it's pretty good. But I couldn't. And I was told that I really needed to wait. I was told that you're not good enough yet. Songwriting's crap. Like, absolutely. And I actually wrote a list of what I was told. In fact, interestingly enough, one of the people who said that actually ended up being someone who's really worked with me on my music and ended up mixing and doing like a lot of stuff and being really invested in it in the end. But that same person also told me that I was nowhere near ready. And the truth
is... sort of grateful for that now? Were you like, I'm going to show you?
I never had the attitude. I remember thinking because where I've always started in life, you never start amazing, not really, at anything. Mm. You always start from somewhere. And I remember writing it down and just saying, like, in the coaching world, I'm writing this down and sharing it because I know I won't be this way forever and I'm willing to give it the time.
Yeah.
So for anybody who wants to achieve something, just be willing to slow down to speed up. If it's worth it, it's worth waiting for. And just counterintuitively, if you're slowing down, you probably end up, speeding up through the skill refinement that you need, knowing the nitty-gritty, the difference that makes the difference, and you learn to fall in love with it through the curiosity of what you're doing.
Oh.
Yeah, and you enjoy it.
You have the best answers. Thank so you. Good. Please come. I'd want you back on the show.
Yeah.
Just even if it's not even to promote your stuff, just come on and give us advice.
Anytime.
Just coach our audience.
That would be so fun for me.
Okay, regular segment for Becky Short.
Hey.
But we are unfortunately getting to the end of the interview, Becky. It's been a lot of fun. It's gone
so
way
fun.
Too quickly.
It's been so fun. Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
It's an honor to be here and you're an amazing woman. And just to be with a fellow amazing woman.
Exactly.
In our sisterhood is incredible. And I know you do a lot of work to support young people. And I'm really all about that too. So it's great.
Thank you. Well, as a closing statement, and it was probably the most important question, and will help the youth.
Yes.
Knowing what you know now, what would you tell your 14-year-old self?
Okay.
I think she knew this question was coming up. Actually, since she knows about the book.
I know about the book, but I did not think about this question.
Book out now if everybody wants to grab a copy.
Yeah. I think it would be to just be radically kind and compassionate to people, because everything that hurts you, you just have to remember, like, the person who's hurting you is often very hurt themselves. And I think the sooner you can get that perspective, that clarity, that, you know, everyone's doing the best they can with what they know, I think that you can move past the hurt and move to understanding.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You're going in the next book. Any good quotes? I'm like, yep, next book. Because sure. I hope that there will be another one. Help make this one successful, guys. And if the audience want to contact you, find out what you guys are up to in the future, where should they go? Should they go follow you?
Yeah, so definitely go to Everdays Music. So at Everdays Music on Facebook, at Everdays Music on Instagram as well. You want to follow our Spotify. So straight up Everdays. Check out our tracks. And of course, we've got our website as well, so everdays.com, and we'll keep you posted there with anything upcoming. And, you know, I'm sure you'll see as well, and we'll come back on the show and tell you a little more.
Yeah. And you've also got beckyshort.com as
Yes, if you want to see my coaching, beckyshort.com, or you can follow me on Instagram, which is at beckyxshort with two T's. I would just love to have you come along and have a chat and,
And talk up
in the comments. Yeah, absolutely. Talk in the comments and, you know, spread the word, because anybody doing this kind of work, I think it's good to spread it. It's important.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're very, very welcome.
I cannot wait to have you on again. Yes. It, as I said, it's gone so quickly.
I know.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you for listening. If you want to be the first to get every new episode, remember to subscribe to this podcast for free. Just search for Rave It Up on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and share it with your friends, and tell us what you loved the most, and even let us know what you want to hear on this podcast. You can even check out the videos of our interviews on our YouTube channel, Rave It Up TV. And for more, visit our website, raveitup.tv.com. Now, before I leave you today, I just want you to remember that you are loved and you are beautiful. Bye!